Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Justice League screenings, Justice League posters, so much happening, including Shazam! We have a Shazam!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Yay! What up, everybody? It is a huge week as we are only 2 weeks away from the debut of Justice League in theaters worldwide.
From tonight.
Is it huge? Is it just so huge?
It's huge.
Don't even associate that filth with our impending film.
You are right, my friend.
Let's put it this way. It's bigger than an Adam Gertler sausage. That's how big the Justice League debut is going to be. Welcome, everyone.
Thicker, longer, weighs more.
Thicker,
denser.
Right away. Thicker right away.
Yeah. Girthy.
Surf and turf.
Oh, God.
We are at DC Movies SK on Twitter, Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Welcome to the show, everyone. We got the OG squad. Let's get into it. Johnny LaQuasto here at Jay Quasto. The man next to me, he's the host of Man vs. Child on FYI, as well as FX Movie Download on FX. He's the first mocker for Doghouse Restaurants. That's why he makes the best sausage in the world. Follow him at Adam Gertler. He's Adam Gertler.
Where did you get that jacket?
Hey, everyone.
Right? Like, I saw the pictures from Halloween. I thought you might have, like, put the question marks on it. But that is, like, embroidered. That is
No. In New York City, I just needed a costume, and we were shopping, and they had the suit there. So
wow.
I just,
yeah,
I
but
got
that doesn't
it.
Look like a cheap, like, you know.
No, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. And the pants,
like,
too.
Like at a regular suit store?
No,
or
at like costume at like a costume store.
A men's, not men's warehouse.
Yeah. And
not
then there was.
I guarantee.
Do I have? Oh, I had the mask too.
Did
and
you
the cane.
All the time?
Right. You look. Wow. Your lady was. It was Poison Ivy, right?
Oh no! Yeah. My lady was Poison Ivy.
Lovely.
Yeah, so we were.
Oh, the tie comes with it. It's got a
oh,
nice.
Oh, the tie came
mark.
With it. Yes, and then I got the hat too.
It's the whole ensemble.
So you, to so you got to rock it for the
you
week.
You had the whole Riddler costume, soup to nuts.
I did.
I worked that.
And then people were asking me for riddles all night. And
did you have any?
I went to Forbidden Planet, my favorite comic book store on the planet, and while I was there. The guy was saying, it's a great time to be a Batman fan. So I got, like, Batman 27 to 32, the whole Joker, Riddler war, like, a whole run.
Have you read it yet?
Yes.
Oh,
I killed
so good.
It. It was great.
So good.
And there were some good riddles in there. So I had, like, stuff on tap from the comics.
Or if you had called me, I would have told you that in Gotham right now, the Riddler lost his mind and he can't have any riddles. So you could have just said that to people that you are the Gotham iteration.
And most people would have said,
huh?
What? Just tell us some riddles, funny man. That's what they would have said.
Anyway. Good to be back here. I've been gone a couple of weeks.
It has been
a couple of weeks because I had a wedding and all this stuff. But I mean, if there's a time to come back,
it's right now.
It's now. No, not my wedding. Hmm. No, not
but,
my wedding.
Come on now, Roxy.
I guarantee there are people at the wedding pointing at you and your lady saying you're next.
Yeah.
Did she try to catch the bouquet?
I caught
the
garter. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was like
with your teeth
diving down. I mean, it was at a distillery. The wedding took place at a distillery,
so
needless
awesome.
To say, not a lot of pain was felt. We did, and I had to do the best man speech. I had to do a reading from the Little Prince during
the
ceremony.
Man?
Yeah, and the sister of the bride, we redid the lyrics to Piano Man, and I did the harmonica part and everything, and we did a whole Piano Man situation. It was crazy.
What?
It was really fun. I'll post that Piano Man. It was like I'm very drunk in it, but I got through it.
Yeah.
But holy crap, Justice League, Shazam, so much to talk about here.
So
but we got to introduce the rest of the panel.
Yeah, let's
first.
Introduce everyone else. that gentleman right there, he is one of the stars of the Ultimate Schmodown and every Schmodown possible on Collider, as well as a very, very, very talented actor. And also, he is just happy to be here because
he's a killer.
Almost Christmas time.
Yeah, it is. It started yesterday.
He is Mikey Christmas.
Christmas started yesterday.
Well, kind of. I get in the start, getting in the spirit.
Really?
Stores are going up. Christmas music was playing in some stores yesterday.
So where are my cookies?
I don't
where's
go
my baked
settle
ones?
Down. Settle down, Roxy.
Follow him everywhere at Mike Kalinowski. He's Mike Kalinowski.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good.
Yeah, a little low key today, but
you don't start after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I thought that was official.
I do. Yeah. I try. I've always tried to get started early, but I can't get into the mood. Thanksgiving was when
there
it starts.
That's what
I'm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's coming.
I hear they make pills for that.
What?
And leading into the crown jewel of the DC movie news show. Oh, man, she's just the best. And she's here, and you can follow her everywhere at Roxy Stryer. She's dancing, and she's wearing a cool-ass sweater. She's Roxy Stryer.
What, Arsenio Hall? What is going on here?
Yeah.
Woo, 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 woo.
Yes, Roxy Stryer.
Mikey Christmas.
And Roxy Hanukkah.
Mikey Christmas.
Roxy Stryer's new segment.
Roxy Hanukkah.
TV time that makes you go, That's an Arsenio Hall reference.
Yes, it is.
So, it's a good week, though. It's a good week to be a DC fan, and I'll quickly say, and I will not say who, but next week
That's the build-up you're doing? You got to build it up bigger than that.
Breaking news.
We've had guests on this show before.
I haven't even said that there was going to be a guest yet.
I could tell what you were going for, though, Roxy.
It would be, okay, so Roxy's getting to a guest. Would it be an overstatement to say the guest on this next show is a big deal?
I would say the biggest deal.
That we've ever had on the show?
Definitely the biggest deal we've had on. But oh my God, crap your pants, nervous to talk
has,
to
ha, has, and I'm not starting a war here, guys, because I'm bipartisan.
I know
but,
what you're going to say, but I
has
think...
Has Marvel's
I don't think so.
No.
Ever
no.
had anything
no.
close to what we're to about to unleash?
No.
I was going
to
go there. I'm glad you did, so people wouldn't bash me
for that. I'm just saying that for the Popcorn Talk Network, for our level, we are playing way above our league.
Yeah. Like, this is the league, and then there's the league.
Did I just even make a reference with it? Oh, riddle me this!
So when you walk into a bar and go, that's out of my league right there. I'm not even
trying. Yeah, a 10.
Yeah.
So
real hot.
You want to tune in next week.
You do, guys.
It's going to be something special. As of now, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
As of right now.
You also want to stay this week for these faces at the table.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty
if
cool.
If you don't watch this week, you can't watch next week.
Yeah. And we'll know.
Yeah,
we won't even allow it.
We don't allow you to.
And by the way, I had a great time on Marvel Movie News this week sitting in.
Yeah, that's great.
How was that?
Elena Jordan and I sat in with Markia, and I just did my best to pretend to know things, and it went pretty well.
What did you pretend to know?
Marvel. I actually knew more than I thought I did.
They
I was surprised.
Movies.
Yeah.
I'm so mad that I can't see Thor tonight.
I'm going tonight.
I'm so mad
I'm
I can't. I'm waiting for my girlfriend. She wants me to wait. She saw me looking at Showtimes today, and she's like, are you going to go see it without me? And I'm like, no, honey, no, I'm not. She's like, then why are you looking at the Showtimes for today?
Because.
While I'm at work.
You botched that so hard.
I fucked it up. Yeah, sorry. Almost. It's like not cheating, but almost cheating.
Kind of. You stumbled on through that.
Either way, it's going to be a great couple of weeks. Let's just start off top story. Wow, I didn't see this coming. We've been talking for months. Who's going to be Shazam? They better cast someone soon. They're going to start production in February, which is 3 months away. It is official. Zachary Levi of, we know him from Chuck, but he's done a lot since. He's been working consistently ever since. He is going to be Shazam, and there's also two other castings. First off, Zachary Levi as Shazam. It's mixed reviews. I've seen probably 70-30 positive from people. I'm interested to get everyone's gauge initially on Zachary Levi and Shazam. Roxy.
I have very little thoughts on this. I have to say, I know I'm an opinionated person usually. I don't know him. I don't know him. I didn't watch Chuck.
I didn't watch Chuck either.
I don't know him, so I don't know what to say.
Fun story. I got my SAG-AFTRA card by doing extra work on Chuck.
Hey. At that point, it was just a SAG card.
Right. It was like 6 or 7. I forget how many years ago. But yeah, it's a very quirky show. He's a quirky character. Personality-wise, yes.
Oh, stop it, Mr. Ken. Stop spreading stories out of school.
Look at him making up stuff already.
Sometimes rumors are just rumors, and other times they're not. You never know.
So, Ross, you're saying right now you're open-minded and no thoughts.
I'm open-minded. I think his look works.
Mm-hmm. He said he's going to be in the gym from now to whenever. Yeah, I believe anybody can get big these days.
The whole muscle thing, I have no problem.
Okay, so if you take that out, then what do you think of the cast?
I don't know him as an actor.
Okay, as long as he's got to have the innocence and mentality of a kid.
He's
got to just have that in this massive
honestly,
god body.
That's what Chuck is.
Yeah,
that's what Chuck is about.
If he does it, I just can't believe how many times have we sat here and Shazam was the movie we're all like joking about, like this. No, it's never happened. This is ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. Here we are. It's going. We're getting a Shazam movie right after.
I gotta say,
right?
I was never in the John Cena camp.
Thank God it was not Cena. And I got into it with some people on Twitter because they're like, should have been Cena.
Johnny.
Yes, I know he can do comedy, but Cena's to the point. He's like The Rock. He's a personality. He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
It's,
right. I think what it says is that they're looking for an actor first.
Yes.
Yes.
And not a body type first, which is what it should be.
That's important. Yeah.
Because that's what we've seen work before. We've seen people get into shape. And
I mean, the Chris's both did it. Evans and Hemsworth.
Even though he was small, Affleck, look at him in that Batman. Look at how big he got.
No, he's a Hulk.
In 2017.
So like, Affleck was not small.
He wasn't small.
He's not small, but he did not look like Batman.
Right, but look, with a nutritionist and a right trainer. I mean, Zachary Levi, he's... Look
and
at
makeup,
what... what's his name?
I think...
Chatroll's pointing out that he's been in Heroes Reborn. He also runs, like, the Nerd Melt thing.
I wouldn't use Heroes Reborn as the litmus test for him.
But just that he's got bona fides in the geek world.
Bona fides.
Yeah.
Look at Chris Pratt. I mean, the story is that no one wanted... They did not want to cast Chris Pratt in Guardians.
Yeah, all the Chris's. All of them, literally.
But the exact quote from the director was, "I don't want the fat guy from Parks and Rec." That was the quote from the director. Or someone really high up before he got cast. And they saw them read and they're like, "Oh, this guy's good. Now look at him. Look at the shape he's in." So with the right trainer, the right nutritionist, the right dedication, within 3 months, he's going to look like a stud.
Talk about the correct motivation. Like, if you told me that I had to gain 100 pounds in a week, I'd do it. If you told me I had to lose 20 in a week, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Not physically possible. But other than that, I would do it. Okay. You do it for your dream.
I was talking to a friend of mine who knows him. My friend is in the production side of the TV world. So he's known him through Chuck and he's... He's seen the actor side of Levi where he's trying to get the next gig. So he talked to him and he's like, his response was, "I'm reeling right now." That was his world had changed on Friday afternoon when he got that call. He's a TV actor. He'll always work. He will always, if he never got this movie, he will always find work in another show.
His world
has now changed.
What did you think of him as Fandral, as one of the Warriors?
Did not
three?
Like him.
Okay.
I like Josh Dallas 10 times better. The wig, the mustache, it just didn't look
right.
Felt
a little hokey, right?
Yes, it felt like, hey, here's an Errol Flynn lookalike.
Right.
Whereas Josh Dallas, I love Tim as Fandral.
Why didn't he come back again?
Once upon a time.
Oh,
I love him.
How much did that have to suck where they could not work around? And it happened with Sif for Thor 3. They could not work her schedule because she's a TV actor now. And they're, you know, the series regulars. But needless to say, I don't hold that against him. You know, I think he's going to be really, I'm kind of like
Roxy.
I
don't think they would have cast him if he didn't kill it. But that being said, I don't know him at all. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not, and I'm nothing in, like, you guys know John Rocha. He's a huge Captain Marvel guy, and he is excited for this. So he's kind of like with me with Batman. So I'm trusting him that, he knows more about the character than I would. I'm not invested in the character.
I'm also less invested in the character. And that's not to say, I loved the cartoons growing up. I loved the Captain Marvel cartoons and the Shazam, the whole family and all that. But that's about as far as it goes.
There was a run in the comics, it was like 12 issues. Mid-2000s that was really good, that got me liking. And if they play up the whole Greek god aspect of him with, like, you know, Shazam, he's called Shazam because each of the letters stands for one of his powers. He has, like, the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the speed of Apollo, something of Zeus.
Mercury is the speed,
Yeah, because Mercury is Shazam, I don't know, but if they go into that, I'm on board.
We could assume he had to screen test a whole bunch. I mean, he had, like you said, Roxy, he had to crush it. There's no way to...
Doesn't anything strike you as weird that it's New Line?
Yeah.
I thought New Line was done. I didn't know New Line was still making
movies. Yeah, they sliced it off, and I think that's because they're going to have a really different feel than the other movies, even, and that's
also...
Well,
that was an announcement years ago.
Yeah. And it also seems like the Black Adam movie, which we'll probably talk about soon, is also happening and also going to be at New Line.
Okay.
But you know what's, and I know we always talk about, like, whether they're going to exist in the same world or not, but it'll be interesting to see, like, how much they really tie together, and when Shazam will cross over with other DC characters, given the recent news that they're not going to be so slavishly tying everything into each other like Marvel Studios does. So, you know, Shazam might never be on screen with Superman. It just might make a reference.
And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too.
I'm very okay with that.
All right. I mean, my first thought was like, but now the more you brought up a great point. Actor first, body second.
Absolutely.
And, you know, his personality and his on-screen presence is very childlike in a great mm-hmm. way. It's very innocent. I mean, Chuck was the whole character. Chuck was a reluctant secret agent who worked at like a Walmart. And then he's had multiple sitcom slash consistent shows ever since then. So, and this also tells me they're not banking the movie on a star. They're banking it on a cast and story.
Which just worked with Wonder Woman big time.
Because ain't no one going to see Shazam because of Zachary Levi. They're going to see Shazam because they want it to be a good movie.
It did work with Wonder Woman, but there was also a huge star in the film.
You mean Pine?
Yeah,
but I mean, Pine doesn't you know...
I think you have to do that with this as well.
Well, there's probably going to be some bigger names in there. But, I mean, listen, Chris Pine opening a movie doesn't bring people in the theaters, too. He's known, but he doesn't.
That was that big problem. They were saying that he's having a hard time opening movies.
Well, I think people were more excited for Gal Gadot than Chris Pine.
Definitely, yeah, but I would call him an A-list celebrity.
Oh, sure. He's A-list.
I mean, not to mention, well, we did see a little bit of Affleck in Wonder Woman, but, you know. Well, two other castings in Shazam. Did we not?
What?
We saw a brief Affleck in
Wonder
Woman. Just as
no, he wasn't in it.
Well, his voice, I guess.
A letter.
That's about it. Yeah. All right, so technically he was still in the movie. Anyways, two more castings. Annabelle Creation star Grace Fulton is now also joining Shazam. She's going to play one of Billy Batson's friends. That's all we know. She is actually 21 years old in real life. Who knows how old she's going to be in the film.
Well, that's interesting because I thought Billy Batson would be younger.
Well, the actress is 21.
Well, okay.
She's probably playing 17. 18.
Yeah. And also, maybe he's got that cougar friend.
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, maybe he's just, maybe they're doing, maybe they're doing what they did with It, where the boys are younger than the one older girl. You know, it's, who knows? I'm not worried about that.
That's true.
Well, didn't they cast the young Billy Batson?
Yeah.
Was he like one of the first ones cast?
Yeah, they did.
He was cast a while ago.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He was cast a while ago, this kid.
Really?
He was the first news, right after the director.
Let's see here.
But was it ever 100% confirmed?
I don't know. Find out.
Westy Kid points out that Tom Holland is 21 and played a 15-year-old.
That's true. I mean, he wasn't 21 when he played it.
No, and he was 19 when he played it in Civil War, but
yeah, IMDb only has Zachary Levi.
I can't find it right now, but I remember what you were talking about. We reported on it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It might not have been a fish, guys.
Yeah. Ooh, good usage.
Thank you.
Also, we have another casting for Shazam as well.
Oh, yes. Mark Strong coming back.
Phenomenal.
Coming back into the DC villain area after I liked him in Green Lantern.
He was really good.
He was really good in Green Lantern. And he's built for it.
I
the Jaguar commercials.
I would say one of the only good things in that movie.
I would agree.
Interesting.
Well,
do you think they're
going to
make him look like the physical Savannah? And Savannah's a small little guy. He's got like that hunched over, like the big headed.
You big red cheese!
You red cheese and my little talking Dr. Worm.
No. What's his name? I don't think so.
Mirror Worm? Mind Worm? It's got the worm that talks.
Oh, someone is saying Billy Batson is Noah Schnapp. Confirmed?
I thought so.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's exactly who I thought it was.
Noah Schnapp? Did you really, or are you guessing, right?
No. That is the guy that we reported on.
Yeah, see, from Stranger Things.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, that's not who we reported.
Is Noah Schnapp the... Is he Will?
He's Will. He's the one.
That would be good. I mean, if you want
have you guys
an opposite.
Finished it yet?
I did, yesterday.
That's not who I thought it was, though.
Okay.
If I'm not caught up on DC TV shows, it's because I powered through Stranger Things yesterday when we got home.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
So good.
Don't get away.
I thought we talked about it on the show. Everybody's saying he's not cast. Sorry, I don't know what you and
other
I are
people
both
are saying
remembering.
He's not been cast. I'm going to go ahead and say
the
it's unofficially
effect. Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Mandela effect. So,
sorry.
But Mark Strong going to play Dr. Savannah.
Right. He's
in
at
talks.
Least in talks.
In talks.
In talks.
Let's not get into trouble. We get into trouble with that a lot.
I got love it. Him.
Or I get in trouble for that.
But it's great.
This is such a weird comment, but I love his face. He just like has such a unique look to him, and
Jason Moss says confidently that Mark Strong's character will be the connection to Black Adam. Is he awoke Black Adam or something to that effect in the comics? Oh. So, are you then implying that Black Adam is going to be like a period film taking place like way, way, way in the way back? Because I think that's what it should be.
The way back was already a film.
Yeah, it was successful for
Jim Rash.
It was, I think, like, because that's the thing. I mean, I saw recently on Justice League Action, which is So good, by the way.
I can't get into it.
Really?
I can't.
They're so short that I can't not get into them. They're so much fun.
But yeah, you're right, though. It looks, I mean, he's going to be his first adversary, but you're right. There's probably, that's going to be the connection to Black Adam, maybe the
solo
film.
Make sense to do, to really set that in like a dark past and make it a very different kind of character.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, well, that's a lot of Shazam stuff. We're finally...
From Swerve to...
In fact, it's safe to say that it's the next film to be released after Aquaman.
I think it's February 2019?
Well, now it's got some legs. Yeah. At least we know what we're talking about.
What is the release date? Aquaman in DC, and then Christmas. Shazam is going to be like the next one after
Aquaman
that.
Aquaman is Christmas next year, so a year from now is Aquaman. Mm-hmm. And is it February or March?
April. Not sure. Can't remember. April. It's really hard.
For Captain Marvel's release
from
date.
From Swerve to Shore.
So wait, does that mean that we're going to have Captain Marvel from Marvel and Shazam in the same year?
Shazam is April 5th, 2019 right
now. Okay, so not very long after Aquaman.
It's going to be like, and then when is Captain Marvel's Marvel movie? Because that's, isn't Captain Marvel going to be between Avengers 3 and 4?
I don't know.
No, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Captain Marvel makes her debut in Avengers 4 and then she's going to be one after that.
I don't know.
God, so much stuff to keep track, guys. We need
Okay, so...
It depends on whichever one came first.
There was a Justice League screening just the other night, and...
More like a picnic.
Right.
Last night. It was last night, guys.
There you go. Yes, two people, you're supposed to, you know, NDA, not say anything. This one person did tweet very cleverly.
Are we allowed Are we allowed to say it?
Well, we're just reporting on what's being reported.
Yeah. All right.
What do you mean?
I just didn't want to...
Oh.
Well, I'm not saying anything firsthand. I wasn't there, so I don't know. Say whatever I want.
This is just what was said.
Yeah.
Now,
it was about a sandwich.
Correct.
It was about a sandwich.
Correct. I don't know if I want to... I don't know if we should say anything.
About the sandwich?
What if people pick this show up and go, hey, we're getting so-and-so on this show next week. Oh, that show was the one that tweeted out all about that sandwich stuff.
Oh, I say you don't want to...
jinx what we've got going on next week.
Oh, my God. You're saying, like, we're under the thumb of the corporate...
These person reached... They reached out to us going, hey, we want... You guys see with them.
I'm going to defer to Mikey's sensibility right here.
That's fine.
I think you guys, if you want, there's stuff out there. Someone cleverly did
Talk about this, though. I do want to talk about one hot topic about the NDA thing.
Pastrami?
Not pastrami, which I love, by the way. Me too. I want to talk the idea that people seem very concerned about the embargo status.
Let's talk about that.
So that's something we can talk about.
Yes.
So the implication on one hand
By not
lifting an embargo early a la what Marvel does, and by the way, Marvel has a major film opening this weekend, and that plays into this too. People are assuming, oh, that must mean that the movie's bad. But what you might not know is that Warner Brothers, as a policy, pretty strictly keeps it
the company
very close.
Itself, not its DC properties, all its films.
Now, Wonder Woman, I understand, was lifted a little early.
Because... I think they were planning on not... Remember there was a talk...
Not that early,
but they were saying that they weren't going to do it to the day before. Then they got such great feedback or something, and they said, you know what, we got to get ahead of this. Let's start building it.
Well, no, I think they had gotten... There was so much crap out there in the ether. They were like, no, we're getting good feedback. So people...
Let's squash with this bad rumors. Okay,
fair enough. Other people think Sandwich Guy hasn't even seen the film. So it's very possible. But there was... the guy from Slash Film, I forgot what his name, he basically tweeted that he was at the screening last night. And he said, I'm not tweeting anything about it. And don't look into me not saying anything.
Right. And that's the way it should be.
So we know it happened.
It's my favorite site for news.
Some made a good point.
They're so good.
Because when they can start... tweeting stuff. We have friends at Collider that saw it, I would say almost a month ago now.
Okay.
And they go, Mike, do you want to know about it? And I said, no. There are three spoilers, big things that happen in that film that no one knows about yet.
Which
there's
I think
rumors
is in the, right.
that we think.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, they asked me, do you want to know what they said? No, I don't want to know. So if they're allowed to release reactions, they can say, hey, so-and-so
but
appeared
they
and
also,
stole the movie.
They wouldn't have told you had you wanted to know because they kept to their NDA, good job, Collider.
Yeah.
Right.
And that wasn't even online. That was just, hey, I was in the office and they said, hey, guess what I saw, Mike? I know you like it.
No reason to throw anybody under any bus.
No. But I'm saying that's a very smart... They have done so much to cloud this movie in secrecy.
And yet they brought all those people on set super early.
The fact that people are still going, well, I don't even know if Superman's in the movie. Well, the marketing sucks. I was like, right. How the hell do you not know he's in right. this movie?
Yeah. I think that there is a kind of a little bit of a double-edged sword, though, going
on. It is absolutely a double-edged yeah. sword. Because it does have that where it's like, oh, is it bad? You don't want anyone, you don't want your bad review spoiling it.
Here's the other thing, though, which people don't realize that are not in our geek world, is that the world at large does not know about an embargo. They know nothing yes. about mm-hmm. it. So no news is good news for the world at large. If bad things come out early about a movie, yeah, it'll hurt the geek community, which can hurt the buzz factor.
And it kills that opening weekend.
But it's not like anybody else is thinking anything other than a Justice League movie is opening. They're not looking at when the reviews
look
like, at, we're so
look at the legs
in.
On Wonder Woman.
The legs on that film. Freaking gams, dude. I mean, saying,
that movie yeah. was in the top for squats. Weeks because it got to...
Lots of squats.
We, the geek community, we are the box office for the first week, you know, first week. We're it. Yeah. We're the ones that get it up there or drop it really fast
right,
afterwards.
Because we start our buzzing.
Yeah, and then if it does bad, like a majority of people with BVS, it dropped dramatically because of that word of mouth. And then that filters out to everyone else.
There have
but
been...
if it's good, word of mouth builds, and then more and more people start going, exactly. more and your film stays.
There has been really good reaction. I don't give any credence to this, though. They showed like 30 minutes of footage in China, and the whole cast was over there.
I don't know how I know... I trust the people that saw it because right. they did.
There was enough people
they did
that saw it.
A massive thing
went
over
nuts
in Beijing.
For it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, those are the same people that go nuts for Transformers films. So
that's a very fair point.
I yeah. do think, though, at this point, if the movie was going to be bad, I do think that would have been out there.
Don't you think we would have been here? Like, yeah. BVS, as much we as knew, I do yeah. love it, we yeah, heard we Suicide Squad. We heard
we
like
knew.
It's a mess. We don't know
I'm
this.
Glad
we did
you
not
brought that
hear
up,
this.
Yeah.
We have not heard this. It's 2 weeks out. We have not, and people have seen it.
Yes.
That would have filtered. People that saw it last night, they would have been
all
talking to their friends. It would have been, we're in with
even
our,
if you, there's an embargo, you don't even need to say something. It's a facial expression.
Right.
You know what
and
I mean?
And we're like not feeling that.
No.
Which is a positive sign.
Yes.
I'll say this. We've talked about it. I have a feeling we just talked about this. We do not think it will be Wonder Woman level of amazingness, but for different reasons.
Yeah. Well, that
but
was just such an emotional
I think it is
going to
be the second yeah. best out of the DCEU.
For sure. And
I think that's where it's going to land.
And like you said, there's no way it could be like Wonder Woman had arguably had the most heart of any superhero film we've
Wonder
seen.
Wonder Woman was lightning in a bottle.
It really
it
was.
Really...
And justifiably so. We can't
just,
go into it
legifiably so.
Thank you.
Very good.
We can't go into it expecting to have the same feeling that we left with Wonder Woman. We got to go into
but,
it saying 2 hours, 1 minute. Hell yeah, let's have some fun.
But going into Wonder Woman, I didn't think I was going to get what I got.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
I thought it was going to exceed your expectations.
I'm still on
insane.
Johnny's 2 hour, 1 minute.
Wonder Woman.
2 hour, 1 minute.
I just watched it last night. I still get teared up with that movie.
It's so good.
It exceeded my expectations. That's what I'm hoping Justice League does.
If you guys, can I ask you guys to make a Rotten Tomatoes prediction?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
I've got this strong feeling of 68%. I can't shake it.
I think it's going to be more.
68?
Say...
No, because that's not certified fresh, is it?
It is.
68 is?
Yeah.
About under 70, not certified fresh.
No.
I'm going to go high 70s, low 80s.
Yeah, I was going to think 82.
I think
that would be
Johnny, I think you nailed it.
What?
82.
82.
I'm thinking 82.
I was going to say 79 to 85. Like in the high 70s, low 80s, I'll say.
I would be very pleasantly surprised.
I'm with you. I'm right with you.
And because there is still a massive contingent of people that do not like Zack Snyder.
The chat rule is with you.
Well, there's also a massive contingent who want to shit on DC. So there's always
But again, it doesn't matter because the world at large, I also don't think...
No, it's...
They're just going to think...
I don't think it's a DC Marvel thing. I think it's a Zack Snyder thing.
And I think Thor... People are liking Thor a lot. I think that is going to help. And I think Justice League is going to be different enough, but get people to be like, wow, we're getting another
movie. Why do you think Thor would help Justice League.
Because if people have a great time at Thor, October was, or this past month was just the worst box office
like 10 years.
In 10 years.
Terrible
so if people
year.
Like this are going to be jazzed about going to the theater again. They're going to be jazzed to go back and go
you
to
know
the
what? I didn't go to the movies this month for the first month in like, I've got to say like my life.
I love that Thor, we have 2 weeks. Till Justice League. That's a great time for Thor to clean up
which is another reason where I wouldn't be surprised if the reactions are good after Thor opens. I wouldn't be surprised if toward the end of next week WB reaches out to some people and say some early Twitter reactions are okay, if not lifting the embargo outright.
Yeah, I think...
If I were them, I would not do that till after Thor, because you're going to get swallowed up by the Thor machine this week.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would be a great idea to even put the impressions out there
right.
until after Thor.
Yeah, let them have their moment. Because
Thor's going to do well. I talked to a few people who have seen it, and they said, without a doubt, it's by far the second best Thor. They didn't want to give away how much they really enjoyed it.
Most people think it's the best Thor.
Including Solarge in our chat, Thor Ragnarok had me shook. I loved it.
Well. Oh, that's good. I can't wait. I hate everybody that's seen it.
Oh, this is such a new millennial term too, shook.
I've heard
it. It's kind of confused me on some terms because, like, I feel like shook is a bad thing. Like, if something shook is a good thing. I would think it would be bad, but shook is good.
Well, shook has been used in hip hop for well over a decade.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting there, John.
Right. It's getting just there. Getting but
there. I've heard shook.
Yeah, but don't you feel like shook is like if something shook you?
That
like,
shook me to my core.
But I would think shook, like something bad happens, I feel shook.
Somebody just made a comment that has way too many letters about going to work their movie pass this month. Don't get me started on that movie pass.
Enjoying the hell out of it. You don't like the movie pass?
You know how bad I got screwed by them?
What happened?
So I got the movie pass, I guess I gave them the wrong email or something. Oh, boy. I finally got the movie pass, but I can't log into the account because I gave them the wrong email. And I can't get in contact with anyone. I've left 15 messages. You can't get anybody on the phone.
Oh.
It's such a dick tease. It's kept me out of the theater. I've not gone to the movies. I have a movie pass that I can't use. I hate them. Anyway,
I've had a lot of people that have had terrible experiences. I've had
just to get somebody on the fucking phone.
Okay, let's get you excited about Batman. There is a Batman preview.
I like Batman.
That Tony, if we can cue that up right now, we're gonna watch.
Bring it in quick.
Now these are by AT&T and they're doing them for all the characters.
But only bring it in with the Batman theme because there is only one Batman theme.
Oh my god!
According to Mr. Elfman, yes,
that was the best news I ever heard ever.
Oh wow, they're saying that I'm not shook. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not shook?
You. I didn't think you were real. I'm real and it's useful.
There you go.
I love that they're using a lot of sort of comic book imagery.
As they should. Yeah. The big screen.
I'm putting together a team. People with special
abilities. I hope for Ben Affleck's sanity that this movie is well reviewed. Just to keep him, from being shook.
I cannot believe I'm standing next to Batman.
Yeah!
Yeah, that would be a crazy feeling.
Put your shirt on, Momoa. That he
can't do this if I were Momoa, I would never wear a shirt.
No, please don't.
That's where mom's biggest concerns were exploding wind-up penguins. A simple life.
Oh, throwing shade at the penguin!
Justice League, we see the evolution of a new Batman.
I want Alfred to talk all the time.
But he still always does look like he was just crying.
Kicking parademons!
Alfred?
No.
Kicking him!
Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
What are your superpowers again? I'm rich.
Yeah! That's a very true thing.
I'm Iron Man.
I don't recognize this world. I don't have to recognize it. We just have to save it.
There you go.
I need to bring us together.
What if it says member and not leader?
Yeah.
Because he's not the leader.
Is there a leader?
Not yet. We don't have one.
Yeah.
I feel like him and Gal co-lead.
I kind of want Wonder Woman to be the leader.
Yeah.
But did you guys see, there's another one that's in Wonder Woman's ones. It's the gif I tweeted out where it's Batman landing and he does like the superhero land.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I loved how last week I don't know if you guys talked about it on the show. I listened to the show, but I don't remember you talking about the fact that people were giving them crap for making the black guy and the woman sharing the same week.
Yeah.
Like they made it Cyborg and Wonder Woman.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People were digging into that. Like, oh, my God. You can't win.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't see it.
We got some new IMAX and Regal posters. Tone, if we can cue those up. We got a couple.
So many posters.
The fact that, like, that one great IMAX poster, and the week before they did that crappy color book, like, looking one.
I didn't think it was crappy.
I know you didn't, Roxanne. I know.
These colors look very Suicide Squad-y to me.
Yeah, it's just bright. But yeah, I love we got the Amazons and Atlanteans on both sides.
I like the... I didn't hate the IMAX one.
I think it's the other one where they're on the profile going sideways. Okay. I love that picture.
Oh. Yeah, I thought that was cool because it also ties it together with Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, the animated shows that people would be familiar with.
Where did that one come
from?
Yeah,
that was one of the new ones, IMAX. I think that's awesome.
That.
Okay, you didn't... I thought that's what you thought was not good.
Awesome.
No, I love it. I love that.
That's great.
Super comic booky, and it feels like the ones that are on the bus right now with all of them like in their photorealistic forms.
Just standing with the black background.
Yeah.
This
really screams like, oh, okay, the Justice League. I saw that cartoon when I was a kid.
But does this reach to us because we're comic book fans?
Like, that's why I don't think it's good for mass.
Would normal people see it and just go, What is that, a cartoon?
Yeah,
you gotta remember, that's what they think. Or as opposed to, we get the five of them standing, oh, there's the actors.
Yeah, but that's their job to market.
And that's
enough.
Why we've got so many different ones.
I love it. I love the Flash going
can we,
across
I do have to take off here in a second, guys, okay. But can we just do that Elfman bit real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
we sure can.
Let's
so he came Elfman. On talking about score. And what was his quote? What did he say? He's like, so you could incorporate, you know, Batman's theme with Hans
right.
Zimmer.
And
what
some,
he did?
No. So someone was like, he said, you know, uses the Batman theme, and then somebody said to him, like, from the Hans Zimmer film.
Yeah.
Roxy's going to pull up the actual quote, and then Elfman, and I know it was misinterpreted how he said it, but he basically said, no, there's only one Batman theme.
He said, no, you will not hear a new theme for Batman.
Yep.
You'll hear Batman's theme for Batman.
The third one.
Amazing. Batman has only had one theme.
And here's what I listened
he just
to,
said.
Well, no, what he said in the interview, he goes, Hans Zimmer had, it gave interesting beats.
Was that his penis?
Yes.
Well, he said,
it was his scoring.
Hans Zimmer had interesting beats to the character, but he made a good point. Batman has never had a theme. In all the Nolan films or in BVS, he doesn't have
those
great march.
Scores. They're super emotional scores, but there's not like that thing.
The theme you hum when you're driving the Batmobile. It's like, it's
which
like
is
the Superman theme, the Michael, the Keaton theme.
I
he's going to use that.
I think that there
and
are
even said he's
things...
using Wonder Woman's theme because Wonder Woman, as we know, like Rupert
Gregson
Williams,
that's become quite iconic.
It is that Hans Zimmer created it, but Rupert Gregson Williams used it, and now it is Wonder Woman's theme. She has a theme now, so now we're getting Elfman's. The fact that he's doing this score, the score is 90 minutes long. 90 minutes.
Wow.
And he's done a lot of scores since then, and he's never hit me. He's done the Spider-Man one.
His Spider-Man's good.
There's nothing that's ever hit me the way that Batman score affected me.
True.
So much so that it is transcendent. And I think we even said before, like, it just like the John Williams is like part of Superman's costume, and I love the Hans Zimmer's Superman too. That Batman thing is transcendent, and there's no reason why. Just like with James Bond, who has a similar theme, why can't that be Batman's theme? No matter who's playing, you know, no matter who's playing him, it's transcendent. It's that good.
I watched my first James Bond film.
Which one?
GoldenEye.
It was GoldenEye.
Okay, interesting. What'd you think?
Say what you said on your Twitter. You like the game better.
That's what I
did. Like the game better. Yeah. Was that bad?
You had to have seen GoldenEye when it came out because
it
had been 5 years since we had a Bond.
It just was so
because you're used to
it was fine.
But you haven't seen any of the Daniel Craig. I've never seen a single James Bond.
Because GoldenEye holds well, but
Casino, I just kind of being like, why?
Hold on, was Ben the one that showed him to you first like this? Were you with
him? He had to watch it for Action Movie Anatomy. I want to watch. He goes, I don't think it's a good first one to watch.
Okay,
and
Ben.
I was like, but
Ben,
I want to.
Salute to you,
but
sir.
As long as
if you said, Roxy, come on and sit down and watch GoldenEye, your first Bond with me, then I would have had a problem. But okay, that he said
was like,
that,
I don't think it's smart. And I was
Ben,
like, why not?
Well
I want to watch
Ben.
It.
Well
you should
done.
Watch Casino Royale with Peter Sellers and Woody Allen.
Oh, good Carotine.
Yeah, no, okay. Casino Royale, the Daniel Craig, and then go back.
We just took a picture
that one's
on
good
air
too.
For you iTunes listeners.
All right,
I got to get
out. I got somewhere I have to go really important. But, guys, please, next week, it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
And can we talk about how you've worked your...
Roxy really has been making it happen.
Oh, for a screening situation?
Because you guys, everyone's reached out to us. Why don't we get to go?
It is possible by this time next week, this panel will have seen the film. It is possible.
And it's all thanks to her.
And it's probable.
And we appreciate all of you.
And Jeff has helped a lot, too, from Skype.
And we appreciate all of you tweeting and stuff like that as well, of course. So.
Yes,
yeah, the more people that watch us and get us out there.
It's possible.
It's possible. Fingers crossed. We're going to think optimistically, positively.
Yes.
Guys, I have to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mikey Christmas.
See you in a little bit. I'll see you guys. Catch me on Twitter.
Christmas, Christmas.
Can't wait. While I was away, when that Heroes theme or whatever it was called, that first track, and I was texting you guys from New York.
I felt bad that you weren't here for
I
that.
I listened to it in Williamsburg where I was, and I was, I started doing squats and stuff.
Come together right now.
I love that Joss Whedon, if Joss Whedon did nothing else but telling Danny Elfman to Batman the shit out of what he was doing.
In those words, exactly.
Yeah, and I think, I'm not kidding, like just like John Williams really effectively makes a Star Wars a better film, I already know this is going to make me like the film more than I would have with the Junkie XL. No disrespect, Junkie.
No disrespect.
I do like Junkie, but I feel
I just have a really close... I mean, like, I'm telling you, like, I was just at the perfect age. I was like Stranger Things kids age when that Danny Elfman thing hit me. So you can't shake it.
You know, were you a Dustin?
I was probably more of a Dustin, unfortunately. I was like funny way. And then like...
I feel you were
you know
Dustin.
Who I was?
I was like, why doesn't the rest of the world realize how awesome I am?
Did you guys see It?
Yes.
No, I didn't see it. You know, no spoilers, I will.
You know the fat kid in It? That was me to a T.
Do you know that one of the Stranger Things kids was in It?
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
But that's not what you just went with.
No, the fat kid. The fat kid in It. That was me for sure. All right, so moving on. We also have...
I was Darla.
Oh.
From Alfalfa. What's that movie? Little Rascals.
Little Rascals. We also have a couple new...
No, wait. North, what are you saying? Look at them saying Elfman made Junkie XL's music for those trailers. No. I know Junkie XL... worked with Gary Clark and had a lot to do with that music. I'm talking about the Danny Elfman track that was released from the score, and then the fact that he said that Batman's theme is going to be in the movie. I'm not implying that we've heard the Elfman stuff in the trailers. We haven't. So take that home with you.
That was
Mikey singing on his way out. Yeah. I think that made... It was just his own exit
music. The
Come Together
is Junkie XL. No disrespect, Junkie XL.
It was his own exit music.
People just want to like make comments that we don't know what we're talking about when clearly I'm wearing a Riddler jacket.
Yeah, so that means that you are exempt.
Obviously.
What you purchased. And
yeah.
That's a great
buy. I paid money for it.
Real money.
We were looking at the posters. Could we look at the Day of the Dead poster?
I don't know if we...
I sent that in an email today. I don't know if you got that. Did you get that Day of the Dead poster? It was kind of... I sent that in an attachment later.
A separate email? Probably not, is my guess.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Anyway, that was really cool. They did a Day of the Dead poster where all the Justice League had like looks on their faces like they were kind of like corpsey Day of the Dead kind of thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Missed opportunity to not have Superman in that, though, since he was kind of dead. And they kind of did that in Batman v Superman.
Did you think that that was going to be the whole point of the poster? Like doing a Day of the Dead?
No, but did you guys talk about the one poster where everybody was pointing and it made the shape of Superman?
That was cool.
Yeah. I love that. Really cool. It's very Beatles, like I'm the Walrus kind of feeling thing. Like.
Yeah. There's also a few... Zack Snyder released a bunch of set photos last week. We didn't show them all. We had a couple new ones that we could throw out there as well, but you may have seen them already. It's not a big deal.
In the Day of the Dead one, I'm looking at the close-ups of it.
Yeah.
And Batman's, it's got Gotham written on his forehead.
Yeah, it's very
cool.
The
heart. Yeah, it's very, very cool.
So what's interesting about Zach putting out all these pictures is, like, it's a way of him, like, he's not disassociated himself from the film, you know? He's not doing any of the press.
I think he's being super smart.
It's really classily done. That's the only way I can describe it. Like, he's putting out these behind-the-scenes pictures of him with the cast, and no one is saying anybody else is the director. Joss Whedon isn't doing any press about it. Again, outside our geek community, no one really knows anything or cares, really, who's directing it. Like, you know, if the movie's going to make $150 million opening weekend, it's not going to be just because us nerds went to see it.
I think there are about 5 directors that are household names, period.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they got. So if you're not one of those, people don't typically seem to care in general in the world.
True.
All right, Johnny, what do we got?
Well, I believe Patty Jenkins is going to be there. I'd love to see that, at least.
I would love that, too. She's not yet, though.
No, there's the Day of the Dead poster.
Yeah, that's...
Take a look at that.
Pretty insane.
Badassery.
Yeah. That's the thing of beauty.
Can I say assery backwards?
Yesera.
So,
good work.
We already spoke about Black Adam earlier. We're talking about writers now. There is a writer that's in talks of possibly penning the Black Adam film. It's a man named Adam?
Oh, he's got a lot of consonants up front there.
Adam Zietkiel, who has written Due Date, Alvin and the Chipmunks, and NBC's Undateable. Undateable had a team of, people.
Zietkiel.
One of the writers. The last season was live. I don't even know if any of it was written. It was just them messing around for a year. But, so he's in talks to possibly write Black Adam.
So finally someone's like, that was great timing with the poster. Yeah, we're a well-oiled machine here.
Yep.
Okay, we've only been doing this for 2.5 years.
Nailed it.
Well-oiled.
Again, something that I have very little opinion about.
It's hard to have an opinion, because, like, I liked Spider-Man Homecoming a lot, and I did not like the Vacation movie, or was that the guy who directed the Vacation movie, or was it the writer of the Vacation movie? I think it was the writer. Whatever.
The writer ended up being the director?
Yeah. It doesn't make me excited for it, but it also, if somebody has sold scripts and...
But I feel that way about Snyder.
What?
sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. Well, but with Snyder, though, you get a strong opinion of what you're going to have.
Yeah, that's true.
You kind of know what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like. He's an auteur. This is a guy that sold a bunch of stuff in Hollywood. He's a working writer, and he might have a good take on Black Adam. And we don't know what that's going to be, like how this anti-hero thing plays out. What is the tone going to be like? It would be hard to think it would be super disparate from the tone of Shazam, since they're really connected. It's just interesting. It feels like we're going to get Shazam in 2019.
Yeah, the writer Jonathan Goldstein from Vacation, just so you know.
Okay. Yeah. So it feels like we're going to get like Shazam in 2019 and Black Adam probably the year after that.
Right. Yeah.
And then after that, together in a movie. And that's why it feels like that's going to be their own universe, their own side thing.
Does that line up with The Rock's schedule?
I mean, who knows?
Lord knows.
God.
Because he could be, like, Baywatching for a long time.
Oh, I don't think he's going to Baywatch again. I don't think he's going to be wearing the red trunks. No.
Well, we will see about that. But nonetheless, we'll see Black Adam moving along. Obviously, Shazam, wow, starting in 3 months. So Henry Cavill, I know we have to move fast. We have TV time. We have a lot to do.
It's weird that of all the things to make Twitter stories, that this was the head story on Twitter for 24 hours. Like, we have a lot of big news in the DCEU, and this was, not DCEU.
Well, there was a couple of things. There was like, you know, there was a similar thing with Gal, with the actors kind of just tackling it head on at this point. Yeah. Warner Brothers is okay with, like, the mea culpa thing, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, they want to move forward. They don't want to, which for the longest time, I was super critical of Warner Brothers, just ignoring. There was no back and forth. They were just plowing ahead. And like, I don't know. I like this.
This is what he said. Or Johnny, do you have a pulled up or you want me to go?
Yeah, got it right here. He said, even if Marvel didn't exist, we'd struggle. There was a style they were going for, an attempt to be different and look at things from a slightly different perspective, which hasn't necessarily worked. Yes, it has made money, but not been a critical success. It hasn't given everyone that sensation which superheroes should give the viewer. And then he talked about Wonder Woman. I think it's a wonderful time for the female hero. It's a perfect setting in social politics right now. We need it. We want that perspective. Wonder Woman has struck at the ideal time and has been a phenomenal success. He said, I feel like the right mistakes have been made and they haven't been pandered, and we can start telling the stories in the way they need to be told. So, you know, he's being honest, and then, in his opinion, he's being honest.
I also liked any success within the superhero universe, especially within the DC universe, is wonderful because I want to keep telling the Superman story selfishly. That works for me.
Yeah, he's been a big fan of being Superman since he was cast. I will say this. I like the fact that he's not specifically throwing Zack Snyder under the bus here, because it was Warner Brothers themselves that kind of came out and was like, you know, this is how...
Tonally.
We got to be the opposite of Marvel.
Right.
Which was not the right call. And it might have seemed like the right call at the time, and Zack Snyder might have been the right guy to spearhead that. So it seems like we know we're pivoting because of what happened with Wonder Woman. It's going to be really interesting to see Justice League, because we know that that was kind of shifted. You know, that movie has evolved as they've changed their approach to the company, but it was already in pre-production,
yeah,
you know, before Batman v Superman came out.
Mm-hmm.
So they
it's
had
the
a lot
last
to deal
one
with.
That was.
Right. So that's why I kind of say, like, even if Justice League isn't great, like, it doesn't really, to me, affect how I feel about the DC films moving forward.
No.
Because they don't have to deal with...
But I also do think it's going to be great.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
You know, I it's so hard to know. I don't feel really one way or the other, but I would say I'm erring on the positive right now rather than the negative.
Well, because also, why not? So much negative crap going on in the world. Let's just be positive until we have to not.
And, right. We've said that before. Like, right. If the movie is awful, we have from that moment for the rest of time to shit on it.
Yeah.
Until we've seen it, it's Schrodinger's cat. It is both alive and dead in that box.
Yes, 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 yes.
Very true. Yes, so moving on, Gal Gadot also talked about course correction for Wonder Woman's backstory. If you recall, at BBS, she was kind of like almost hardened and had kind of shunned herself away from society and then came back to save the day, whereas in Wonder Woman, kind of a different story. And so, yeah, they kind of just corrected the backstory, I guess, in Wonder Woman.
The implication in BBS, which is, again, bold, swinging for the fences storytelling by Zack Snyder... I will give you props for swinging for the fences, but the implication was that she hasn't been Wonder Woman
right. In
like 80 to 100 years since the events of Wonder Woman. And clearly Patty Jenkins made her film, and she's just being open about the fact that they're, I don't know if you call it retconning it or just Ignoring it. Yeah, I mean, listen, they're not going to be like, what are we going to do? Tie our hands to something that was creatively not a great idea? The character that we made in this movie would not have done that. Her whole purpose is that she's hope when there's no hope. And you don't have to kill Jimmy Olsen either while you're at it.
You don't have to do that.
I'm not going
to
go there.
I don't think that they have a choice with that one now, though. They really tied their hands on that one. That one.
Good job, buddy.
No coming back from.
Yeah, that Jimmy Olsen thing.
What do you think, Roxy?
Yeah, I mean,
does it bother you, like, continuity-wise? Like, some people are such canon whores.
Like you said, I would rather somebody do something good than be tied to a sinking ship just so that they can continue to sink because sinking is the direction in which they were going. You know, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, if the only way to get out of something is to slightly change it. And by the way, it doesn't completely contradict. It's not like a 100% contradiction of it. So... I think that it still works with it. And the way she phrased it, it made sense. None of us knew exactly the backstory of Wonder Woman. And once they decided to shoot the solo movie for Wonder Woman and we started to dig into and understand the core of this character, we realized that actually there's no way that Wonder Woman would ever give up on mankind.
Yeah. And some people thought, like, so Eon 001 thought that that's not what I got. I just thought she was helping man kind of on the sly. Which is kind of like what they've implied about Batman, too. That he's not, like, out and about, very public, more, like, whispered, more images.
That's why I'm saying it's not a direct contradiction. Yeah. It's not like, this because this happened, that couldn't have possibly happened. Yeah. It just is like, all right, that's a little tweak.
It sounds like the chat role kind of agrees with that idea. Like, as long as you're giving us good stuff and better stuff... and different, you don't need to be as tied to, you know, what you said.
Here's something fun. Jason Momoa actually read Batman lines in his audition, and his quote is, he had basically could tell it was Batman lines, that I knew something fishy was going on, and I just read the lines with a lot of attitude, fishy. Like I didn't care what was on the page. And then Zach said to me, do you know who I want you to play? I said, oh yeah, I'll be a villain or some bad dude who comes in and fights Batman. Sounds like fun. He said, I want you to play Aquaman. He was like, oh.
Well, because if I was Momoa coming into this, I never would have thought that I would be coming in for Aquaman.
You don't think?
Like, I would look at myself...
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good point.
And I would look at...
You think blonde.
And I would just be like, well, I'm coming in for a villainous character. Like, I would not be like, yeah, I'm definitely Aquaman. That's what they're getting at. Like, especially with the... I mean, I know this is a crazy reference, but the last big pop culture movement of Aquaman was Entourage.
Yeah.
And that's probably, like, what's in Momoa, who I don't believe was a big comic book reader or knows that much. That's probably what was in his mind. Like, silly, goofy.
Momoa looks more like Vinny Chase, though, than the typical short, curly guy from the Super Friends, though.
That's true.
But it's perfect. I mean, just to think, like, how long Ray Fisher, Momoa have been cast. And
Ezra.
Public Ezra and have had so little to do on screen. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, this is a huge coming out for them. And like, people are already super excited about Aquaman. I'm a little concerned that we're gonna, not concerned, but it sounds like we're not gonna get a ton of Aquaman. And he even sort of implied that with some of his comments that he made publicly.
Yeah.
In Justice League.
And you guys know in the trailers he's been some of my favorite parts.
Yeah. And I feel like we're gonna see, we see a lot of it. Like, I feel like we can piece together his whole backstory from what we've seen in the trailers. And I think he kind of just said, like, but wait till you see what happens in the Aquaman solo movie. Like, you're going to have to wait till that movie.
I feel like we're going to get quite a bit of Aquaman. I might be wrong on that, but...
Yeah, I mean, hopefully next week we can settle that.
It just has to be a tease. We just need to be teased. So we're teased enough to go to that film. Yeah. You know?
Speaking of tease, Justin Kroll mentioned this past week, actually right here on AfterBuzz Television on Meet the Movie Press, he said that don't be so sure about Flashpoint. They might want to see how Justice League does before they decide on Flashpoint for sure. So you could actually watch the episode. He does say that. That's the rumors that he's getting. That's the information that he's getting. He's
for
an insider.
Popcorn Talk.
Yeah, he's an insider for Popcorn Talk. And so, yeah, he said, hey, let's slow down on Flashpoint. And they want to see how Justice League does. I think it's going to do great. I really have no doubts. I know you're cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
I'm completely 100% optimistic. I think especially once Joss came on board, I think we were assured of it making sense and being a hell of a 2 hours and 1 minute. It's
weird, you know, because WB has often been criticized for waiting too long to drop the hammer and make moves. And then they made a bunch of moves and then people didn't like the moves that they made and they were already pot committed and far down the line. So now it seems like the opposite. Like, they knew Wonder Woman works, so they're like, all right, more of that.
Right.
Flashpoint, you know, it's hard to think how they're going to do a Flashpoint with a Flash character that people don't really know. I mean, it's a weird story to do out the gate before you've really established the world of the Flash.
I agree.
It sounds fun, but again, this has to play for broad audiences. So for doing something that deals with time travel and alternate time travel and alternate timelines, I understand they're being optimistic, you know, and I think Ezra's going to be great as the Flash. It might mean that they might go in a different direction with the Flash movie. You know, I believe Justin Kroll. I believe the rumors that they are waiting. So,
makes sense. Yeah. I think that's a smart thing to do.
Makes perfect sense. We already have Shazam, which was a nice surprise. So let's enjoy that and then go from there. With that said, we got to talk a lot about Deathstroke last week when you weren't here.
I know.
But there is that photo.
But Manganiello kind of tweeted a picture of it, which kind of confirmed it. Here's one thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm curious what the chat role thinks of this, too. With the Raid guy attached, it sounds like it will be the baddest ass martial arts kind of hand-to-hand combat movie. But does that also jive with the Chris McKay Nightwing movie that's happening, too?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Does it jive?
I mean, like,
it
sounds very similar.
Tone?
Like, Nightwing is his, like, there's a lot of connection between Nightwing and Deathstroke.
Right.
And, so it sounds like they're a similar kind of
thing. Yeah, but I think anti-hero-esque Deathstroke, I think they're different characters at their core. I don't think that they would be even similar in tone. Like, we can have more fun with Nightwing, Deathstroke. Yeah. Like, this is scary.
And it also does sound like, you know, WB is paying the money to develop a lot of films and not necessarily pulling the trigger on a lot of them.
Right.
Just because they're developing all these movies doesn't mean that they've put them into production.
They're setting themselves up for success.
That's how they're spending their money. And people get frustrated that they're making all these announcements. They're not making announcements.
Yeah.
It's reporters and inside people that are announcing. WB isn't really coming out and saying, we're doing this, 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 and this. So, I don't know. I know we got to move on.
Yep. It's time for TV time real quick.
It's time for...
It's time for
Rocks or Strikes. There we go.
The Raid is awesome. Thank you.
Cooking, man.
Appreciate it.
Okay, we had a crap ton of new episodes, but we don't really have time to talk about those, so let's talk about some casting news. Black Lightning, which is kind of on the back burner for a lot of people right now, mostly because it hasn't aired, which makes sense. It does have casting news, and this was coming from Variety, that Chantal Thu was cast as Grace Choi.
Yep.
You guys might have seen her in Madam Secretary or Pretty Little Liars, but what's interesting about this is that the character Grace Choi is a bartender who becomes the love interest of Anissa Pierce. So that should be a fun thing that they're doing.
So that's like a girl loving another girl?
That is what we're talking about here.
Some sensuality.
Let's be honest.
Adam. That's interesting.
Yeah, we don't know that much about her character. Grace is a comic book fan who befriends Anissa while she is coming to terms with her abilities and becomes Anissa's first confidant about the struggles and challenges of having abilities.
I know.
So I'm excited about that.
I'm kind of excited that this is set in a different world than the Berlanti verse, isn't it?
We'll see how long that stays.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows? You'll definitely be excited about this next one, though, Adam. I don't know if you have seen the cover yet, but this is
pretty awesome.
So perfect for the Legend of Tomorrow script. This is a nice little tease with this Constantine reference on the cover. They've got the cigarette. They've got the tie. For his episode, so I knew you'd like that.
I know everybody wanted Grant Gustin to be the movie Flash. Like, I don't care about that. I want him to be the only Constantine.
Yeah, I know. Mark Guggenheim tweeted this and wrote, or maybe it was Instagram, he said, this is more like it, ... and tagged Matt Ryan.
And people were getting excited about the fact that he's going to be smoking.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's a bad guy, and he's, you know, I mean, he's a badass, not a bad guy. But he smokes. And smoking is not healthy, kids. No. It will kill you. My girlfriend's a nurse, and she's like, the reason why most of the people in the hospital, it's like either obesity or smoking. Seriously.
And I could tell you, as someone who's spent many years in a hospital, don't do it.
And I'm a guy who loves to smoke. It's hard. Trust me. But I like it when my Constantine smokes.
We're talking about tobacco. Cannabis is good in my book.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. So there was a casting call. We actually get a lot of TV news from casting calls. for Titans that was potentially hinting at some big things. You guys can look at these four different people with the casting calls and what they were looking for. But coming from the hashtag show, they believe that this character, Daniel Cross, who it was listed male, 17 to 19, Caucasian, athletic, street smart, cocky, charming. His life is changed forever when he crosses a crime fighter and is given a new outlet for his rebellious ways, recurring guest star. They think that that is for Roy Harper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. And and they think that one of the other for Rita Farr for Elastigirl.
Wait, didn't we have a Roy Harper?
Yes, we did.
Oh, but this is a different universe.
This is Titans.
Different Roy.
And also our Roy is on like six other shows.
Okay, that's why he's just out
there.
He's
been gone. Well, remember he left the show.
Yeah.
There was like controversy about why he left. He ended up coming out of he came out as gay a little later, and he said he needed his time. And then he was on Teen Wolf, and now he's on some other show, I think. Anyway, so yeah, casting calls. Keep an eye out for Titans.
That's
usually the one. So I know, Johnny, you said we've been talking about Deathstroke a lot, which is really interesting because now we're talking about Deathstroke. But a R-rated Deathstroke spinoff series? I never know what...
If
there's something that Manu Bennett has proven, it's that you cannot listen to a word he says, because talk about Swervy McSwerve Swerve. Mm-hmm. But he said that Mark Guggenheim has talked about a Deathstroke series. Quote, it would be awesome, end quote, Bennett said, adding he'd like it to be R-rated, mm-hmm. which is interesting. He said, quote, if we could make it R-rated, we could maybe leap onto another network platform that we could be at the level, make it Logan-esque and all of that sort of stuff. Mark and I could write that series.
Mark and I can write it. Like, yep. Well, he also goes on to talk about the fact that he kind of confirms what many of us known, which is that the film arm of WB has preference over the characters. So if there really
that's what he says, but it's not our property to say.
Exactly. So if Deathstroke movie is happening, probably wouldn't happen. I will say, I think it's, for me, it's not even a contest. He's my favorite thing about the whole Arrow show.
He's unbelievable.
From the beginning, I loved him on Spartacus. He's a guy that can convey a lot without overdoing it. And he's physically imposing. I mean, I feel kind of bad that he's like hasn't broken out like kind of Manganiello is almost breaking out. Like both of those guys were on like cable TV shows and like Bennett was amazing. I mean, Crixus is freaking awesome. You see that episode when Crixus gets destroyed and then he's got to come back? It's awesome. Anyway, I would love to see that. I doubt it will happen, but it would be great.
I agree with everything you just said. Moving on, curious if you guys are worried about this or if you just think that's the way the cookie crumbles. The Flash ratings were majorly down this week, but that being said, of course, they were going up against Halloween and the World Series. So are you concerned about the Flash being very down? The week they got 1.99 million viewers, and the week previous they got 2.57.
No, this is flat out because of what was happening. Okay. But yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Although, I will say, I'm a little bit behind. How are you liking the season?
Of Flash?
Yeah.
It starts off slow. The last two episodes have been excellent.
Okay. I just watched the first episode of the new season of Legends today.
The Legends is the best show this year so far.
I just also find it's easier to jump in and out
It's so good. Wait till you get to the P.T. Barnum episode. I love...
That's the on deck.
I love that episode. It's so
That's what I'm
going to
do
funny.
Instead of watching Thor really because good. I'm a good boyfriend.
Supergirl was very good this week as well. I will say there was a nice reference on Lucifer where... The little girl was playing with, I believe she was playing with a Wonder Woman doll at first, or maybe it was, she was playing with some like DC doll, which like because they're not in that universe. There's some really, really cool stuff going on. Oh my God, Gotham's so weird.
Okay.
It's so weird this week.
Professor Pig?
Yes.
Oh, I want to see it. All right.
Yes.
We're getting the high sound. Creepy. We have to wrap things up.
Yeah, that's it. That's all for TV time. There's more stuff, but that's all we got time for.
Sounds good. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Roxy Stryer, put yourself over.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. And if you want to keep the conversation going about DC TV or actually superhero TV in general, I do a podcast on Fridays called Only Stupid Answers with Sam Basher and DJ Wooldridge. We talk about all of the superhero shows, so that includes Marvel shows as well, and you guys can check that out. Only Stupid Answers podcast.
All right, Adam Gertler.
Hey, I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me at Adam Gertler. Check me out on FX, on FX Movie Download. When we talk about movies and shows and stuff, we have a bunch of new episodes coming up soon that we're about to shoot. And I'm really excited about DC movie news next week.
Oh, my God.
If what we think is going to happen is going to happen, it is by far the biggest thing to happen on
since
any,
sliced bread.
Oh, speaking of which,
not
is,
a hint.
Is
by
November 2nd? Is it technically our 3-year anniversary right now, or are we a couple?
Next week episode is our 3-year anniversary.
Okay,
it's next week.
That's what I'm just saying, because it's going to be such a special episode. We're going to call.
Oh my god! Next week is our three.
It's our 3-year anniversary episode, and we. If you think this is hyperbole, how much we're talking this up?
No,
you're wrong.
Yeah.
Riddle him that. Everyone.
But that's also not a
booyah! Let's get out of here!
All right. At Jay Quasto, QuastoAlbum.com. Support me and my comedy album. It made the Billboard Top 10. I think you really enjoy it. I'm going to be in Detroit next weekend doing some shows at the Comedy Castle. So if you want to go and you're in Detroit, hit me up. I'll let you know.
Oh, I want to go to Comedy Castle.
They started following me on Twitter this week.
In Detroit.
What happened? Who
Comedy
did?
Castle.
In Detroit?
I don't know.
Oh, somebody's getting a call.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. My mom's calling.
Right,
we got to get out of here.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.